The report notes that due to the declining feed cost and improving pasture conditions, cattle sector margins are actually improving quicker than the beef sector margins. But despite the fact, wholesale cutout values have improved some the past few months, and we are seeing near-record retail beef prices, packer margins continue to be squeezed. But overall, the report does note a number of factors have developed into pluses for the livestock sectors. Declining feed cost and improving pastures are allowing producers who graze livestock more options. And as of early December, monthly average corn prices have dropped by almost a third from August monthly average price. This is due to good corn yields, abundant supplies, and developments towards relaxing the renewable fuel standard. In addition, feeder calf prices have been cruising through the fourth quarter at record-breaking levels. Monthly average feeder cattle prices have increased from 7% on 750 to 800 pound steers to 10% on 5 to 550 pound steers from August through November. Part of that is due to low numbers of cattle, but also in response to the positive effect that declining corn prices are having on the potential improvement in cattle feeding margins. So the report indicates that short cattle supplies, cheaper feed, and a strong outlook for beef exports have created a favorable environment for U.S. producers going into 2014. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.